USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It could be the beginning of the end for that bomb cyclone that's blasted so much of the USA all week. Meteorologist Greg Carbon's monitoring at the National Weather Service.
The Arctic cold front that's been plunging across the central United States made it across the Midwest last night and is now on the doorstep of the major metropolitan areas in the Northeast.
That's definitely the story east of New York City, a cold blowing mess.
It looks nice. Rain has ended. The sun is shining. The problem today is whipping wind with quickly dropping temperatures. Near 50 at noon, we expect it to dive into the low teens, and much worse when you factor in gusts of over 45 miles per hour. It could feel 10 below overnight. That could also lead to power outages. However, as of 11 a.m., utility company PSEG Long Island reports only 5,200 customers without electricity. For USA News, I'm Jerry Varmesh on Long Island.
At the airports, it's all about delays, cancellations, and rerouting, like this woman who found herself in San Diego.
I'm actually going to meet my fiancé in Sacramento.
So it's worth the trip?
It's worth the trip.
Seattle's airport's back open after ice on the runway shut down everything this morning. Several inches of water covering almost every street on the barrier island that forms Atlantic City, New Jersey. With wind chills hitting minus 18, Denver's mayor says it's not safe to go outside, and a man in Buffalo told CNN his Christmas is canceled. Strong words on the House floor from Republican leader Kevin McCarthy about the federal spending bill.
The appropriations process has failed the American public, and there's no greater example of the nail in the coffin of the greatest failure of a one-party rule of the House, the Senate, and the presidency of this bill here.
But with Democrats in the majority for a few more hours, the spending bill is expected to pass the House. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic-soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian-recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, G-L-U-C-O, down.
Is this not such a great holiday? If so, you're not alone.
The holidays are supposed to be the happiest time of the year. However, there's a creeping depression for many. Mary Beth Fisk is a licensed counselor in Texas.
For many people who don't have family or friends around, they may feel very isolated during this time of year, and the holiday blues are real.
She says this Christmas we're coming out of COVID. Many people have lost family members, leading to more isolation. Inflation also makes for larger credit card bills, and that adds to the holiday stress as well. Mary Beth says if the depression lasts after the holidays, that might be a sign to get some professional help. I'm Lance Pry.
It's become an acute problem in Chicago, where a third city police officer this week and the seventh this year has died by suicide. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot with advice for us all.
When we know someone is having struggles, that we don't ignore it, that we reach out, that we offer our own assistance and just to be a listening ear.
Chicago police say the 51-year-old veteran officer who was the latest to die was off duty at the time. Sound advice about keeping your home safe over the holidays. The National Fire Protection Association recommends you test your smoke detector before your Christmas guests arrive. And when you're cooking and entertaining in the same time, gather in the kitchen to keep an eye on that stove and oven. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.